Shorter Catechism question this week is number 26. How doth Christ execute the office of a king? And the answer is, Christ executeth the office of a king in subduing us to himself, in ruling and defending us, and in restraining and conquering all his and our enemies. And so Christ is our comprehensive king. He is God from all eternity, and so he's sovereign over all. But in his role as the mediator of the covenant, he exercises the office of king. Therefore, in behalf of those who are in covenant with God through him. That means that the first way that he is our king is to bring us into covenant with God through him, is to overcome our death and give us life and give us a new will, a new nature that rather than resisting and hating him, submits to him and loves him. And so he is our mediatorial king that brings us to kiss the Son before his wrath is kindled but a little, in that great psalm of his kingship, Psalm 2. And blessed then are all who trust in him. So the first way he is our king in his office as a king in his role as our mediator is by subduing us to himself. This is why in Psalm 110, when it talks about his kingship and the day of his power, it says his people will be volunteers. They will be willing in the day of his power. The first great exercise of his mediatorial power, mediatorial kingship, is by bringing us into submission to himself. So Christ executed the office of king in subduing us to himself. And then also in ruling and defending us. He is ruler over us, so that he is our master, and the law of God, which has always been a good and righteous law, is for us now the royal law, the law of our king, the law that describes what our king is like, and the law that our king requires of us. But it is also the law of liberty, because in his ruling us, Jesus does what no other magistrate or government can do. He actually gives us power to submit to himself, to submit to him, to obey his rules. So, his law is for us a royal law and a law of liberty. He rules us, but he also defends us, which means that we have the benefit of having the one who is king over all the nations, to whom all kings must either submit or be shattered as with a rod of iron, a scepter of iron, also from Psalm 2. And every magistrate at every level in every nation, from the time that Christ has sat on the throne, is underneath his feet. And if they are an enemy, they're underneath his feet right now by way of his sovereign kingly restraint, making sure everything they do does us only good and not evil. So that having our mediator be him who is God and man, it means that Jesus is always defending us, and nothing can ever happen that he hasn't already intended for our good, even when evil men intend us evil. And even in every situation. So, he defends us. He guards our life. He gives us our food. We're going to hear especially about his providence to us in the morning sermon on the coming Lord's Day. So, in subduing us to himself, in ruling and defending us, and in restraining and conquering all his and our enemies, we already talked a bit about his restraining all his and our enemies when we're thinking about defending us. Of course, he doesn't just defend us from our enemies, he also defends us from ourselves, which is a great comfort. As foolish as we are, as finite as we are, as sinful as we continue to be, that he delivers us from the evil. He is the king. God's is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And Christ's is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. So he defends us even from ourselves. Well, part of his defending us then, as we said, is his restraining all of his and our enemies. And once all of his and our enemies have served their purpose under his providence, then they will be conquered. Not only human enemies, but demonic, Satan, and all of his angels will be cast into the lake of fire. And death itself is going to be destroyed. The last enemy to be defeated, destroyed, is death. 1 Corinthians 5. And so there will be no enemies left at all in the end. And so there's much reason to rejoice that Jesus is king, and many of the Psalms rejoice over his kingship, perhaps especially Psalm 72. He is our comprehensive king. He's king over us and for us in every way that we need him to be. And even the nations now must bow the knee to King Jesus, because in his mediatorial kingship, he is already the chief magistrate of every nation on earth. Even if they don't acknowledge him, all that means is that they are in rebellion against their chief magistrate. So how doth Christ execute the office of a king? Christ executeth the office of a king in subduing us to himself, in ruling and defending us, and in restraining and conquering all his and our enemies.